Welcome to Running, KAKM and KSKA's candidate forum for the 2008 primary election, hosted by Michael Carey.
Now let's meet the Democratic candidates who will be on the ballot next Tuesday. They are Mark Begich, Ray Metcalf, and Frank Vondesar. We're going to have opening statements in alphabetical order, starting with Mark Begich.
Thank you very much, and thank you for those that are listening and watching tonight. I am running because I want Washington to work again for Alaska families. I was born and raised in this state. As a father, I'm raising a young son, and I care deeply about Alaska and its future. But we are facing some enormous challenges. Increased energy costs, a crisis in our health care system, just to name a few. I believe we are at a historic time. We are now celebrating our 50 years of statehood, ending one era and opening up a door to a new era of opportunity. But that new era needs open and ethical and independent leadership to move us through that. As Alaskans, the issues we face are too important to divide us. As a U.S. Senator, I'm going to listen to Alaska families and find those solutions where we can work together and solve the problems we face. I believe in the future of Alaska. I believe that we have great hope and great opportunity. And with new energy, I believe we will solve these challenges and meet them head on as Alaskans. I hope I can earn your vote tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Begich. Ray Metcalf, you have 1 minute, please.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you for the time and efforts you're engaging here tonight, and thank you for out there for watching. It's nice to see that so many people have taken up ethics and corruption as one of their newly embraced issues. And for those that are new to Alaska and weren't paying close attention over the past few years, I'm the guy that spent years researching and exposing Vico's bribery. I'm also the guy that nailed Ted Stevens for laundering federal fish marketing dollars into his boy's pocket. And that, by the way, is one of the shoes that in these investigations that has not dropped yet. There's more to come. And my exposure of Vico's bribery had a lot to do with the reasons that Ted Stevens is vulnerable today. And the unfortunate part is that as quickly as the wooden stake was driven through Vico's heart, there were a large number of Democrats that were trying to take over the public trough that the Republicans had just gotten pushed away from, that had no more ethics or political commitment to ethical and honest government than they did.
Thank you, Mr. Metcalf. Frank Vondesar.
I am Frank Vondesar. My goal in running for the U.S. Senate is to end the 28-year fascist culture of corruption and abuse of power personified by Theodore Stevens. I differ from the other candidates in having been a political prisoner of the fascist criminal regimes of Cheney Bush, Bush Quayle, and the Reagan Bush for the last 25 years, having experienced firsthand the torture, terrorism, and treachery of U.S. secret police, terrorist, criminal surveillance harassment teams, and the subversion of the Constitution by corrupt, lying, hardcore fascist criminal politicians, bureaucrats, flag officers, and their co-conspirators, collaborators, and stooges. I am better prepared than the other candidates to fight on your behalf to end those abuses. You can go to my website, vondersar.googlepages.com/Senate, for further details.
Thank you, Mr. Vondesar. Now we'll have candidate questions, and we're going to rotate. So we'll start with Ray Metcalf, a question for an opponent of your choosing.
Mr. Begich, you told the Anchorage Daily News that the $52,000 in the interest in the Calais properties that you received from John Rabini was a commission that you had earned on a real estate deal in 2002. I looked over the interest, how that all worked and how all that came together, and I've been in the real estate business for 34 years. I've never seen anybody pay a real estate commission in the manner that you described it, and I don't buy it. I don't believe that it's a real estate commission. It didn't look like a real estate commission to me. And so I'm asking you to dispel and meet your commitments of openness by dispelling my suspicions of bribery and by allowing the public to see your 2002 tax returns and your broker's information showing where it went through your broker.
Ray, I've answered your question I don't know how many times over the last year and a half. There is no mystery here. I have publicly talked about this issue. First off, as you know, I was in the real estate business, not as an elected official. I was paid a reduced commission of $22,500 for that transaction you talk about. Later, a couple months later, I received a share of the Calais buildings. My record, my public record, my political record, my personal record, everything about me is an open book, has been all my life. People can go to my website, matter of fact, to baggage.com, and see every disclosure statement filed since 1988. I believe that transparency is critical for anyone running and serving in public office. These questions that Ray continues to bring up, I've answered more than 100 times, it seems. But the reality is, my book, my life, is an open book to anybody. I'm happy to be transparent. I think it's important. And in this day and age, it is more critical than ever before. That's why when you go to my website, you will see everything disclosed. My financial disclosure statement is available for review, as well as my last since 1988.
Mr. Begich, you've told the cameras and the audiences that you've answered the question 100 times, but you still haven't answered it, and you won't show you refuse to produce your 2002 tax records to show whether or not you received that as a gift or a commission. You also refuse to show your records that whether or not it went through your broker or directly from you as to Mr. Rubini to you. If it went from Mr. Rubini to you, that's a Class A misdemeanor. If you reported it as a gift and it turned out to be a commission later, that's tax fraud. I want to know the truth to this question, and you haven't answered the question. And I believe that in spirit of your openness that you've promised, you need to show us your documents.
Ray, again, I'll repeat it. I've done this again over radio, over TV, to you, by email, matter of fact. I have disclosed everything on this. The fact is, I've even said it in the paper, I've paid taxes on this interest. I have disclosed everything on this issue. The fact is, Ray continues to throw this mud as an issue to get name ID in the campaign that he's facing between now and August 26th. I think we need to focus on what's really going on, and that is making sure that you disclose everything as I have done.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
You said you've answered it. I haven't seen the answer. I haven't seen the documents. Will you show the documents?
Mr. Metcalf, I erred. You were out of time, and Mr. Begich should have had the last word, so we'll have to go on here.
Okay.
Mr. Von Desar, it's your opportunity to ask a question to anyone of your choosing.
Okay, I'll give Ray some airtime. Vico and Bill Allen are not the only ones buying corrupt fascist politicians in Alaska. A local religious fascist fanatic propagandist tried to evade property taxes but lost in court. He then had his fascist co-conspirator Ben Stevens push a special law through the Alaska legislature to legalize his tax evasion. Stevens and other fascist politicians received free publicity and propaganda on his religious TV show and other parts of his fascist propaganda empire. My question is, what is your position on separation of church and state in general and on this specific act of corruption?
Well, thank you for asking the question. As you probably are aware, I'm the guy that sued sued the city of Anchorage and Mr. Begich and others for the state of Alaska for giving this tax break to them. And we threatened to sue the city, and finally we sued the state, and we recently lost in Superior Court, and so I was the one that tried to do something about that.
Thank you for your efforts.
Do you have 15 seconds, Mr. Metcalf, if you want to go on?
I think we can move on.
Okay, Mr. Begich, it's your opportunity to ask a question to a candidate.
Absolutely. I think I'll ask Frank if I can ask you a question, if that's okay. I'd like to ask you, tell me your thoughts on the issue of energy that we are facing. As you know, across Alaska, everywhere I've been, the issue of energy is the top discussion point. The high cost of energy for fuel or lighting or just making sure they have heat for their home. Can you tell me what some of your thoughts are on trying to make sure we solve the energy crisis we face in Alaska, in our country?
Mr. Von Desar, you will have 1 minute, please.
In the short term, a combination of conservation and basically putting pressure on the Saudis and the big oil companies to produce more, like the Saudis out of the ground and the big oil companies need to increase their refining capacity. In the long run, fusion energy, nuclear fusion, I think is the long-term solution, but that's still a number of years down the road, probably 10 or 20. So in the short term, conservation and more production by Saudi Arabia, they own 3/4 of the oil in the world. So what we do, you know, helps on the margin. But basically, if the Saudis don't put it out, the prices stay high and we don't have any.
Mayor Begich, you have 1 minute for a comment.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Frank, because those are the kind of ideas continue to put new ideas out there on new technologies. One of the things I've talked about in this campaign is an energy plan, because this country does not have one. And that's why we're in this crisis today. I've talked about making sure we deal with our issues of renewable energy, hydro, solar, geothermal, some incredible opportunities we face as a state that we can develop these areas, or wind energy, for example, we're doing here in Anchorage, as well as our non-renewable products, oil and gas, and making sure we do that properly. But new technologies and efficiency is huge potential for us in making sure we lower the demand and create a lower cost for our operations. For example, in Anchorage, where we're changing out all our lighting, and it's going to cost us about $5 million, but we'll save about $1.6 million to the property taxpayers of Anchorage every single year. It's a combination of things that we're doing to make sure that we have energy independence in the future. I would hope that people would go to my website at baggage.com and look at the comprehensive energy plan that we've laid out to really deal with this for the first time in this country's history.
Mr. Van der Saar, 15 seconds.
I agree.
That was short and sweet. Okay, we're going to go to the host questions. And Mr. Van der Saar, I can't resist. If we are ruled by a bunch of fascists and a conspiracy, how'd they get there? Are we just a bunch of dupes and they took us over or what?
Well, the long answer is that the Supreme Court in, I think, Buckley versus Vallejo said that money is the same thing as free speech. So that essentially anybody that doesn't have money doesn't get a say in government. So that the various politicians, particularly at the higher level, had to go out, you know, begging for money from whoever would give it to them, like Bill Allen at Vico or other unsavory characters. And that's what brought the current state of fascism to where it is now.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll go on to Mayor Begich. Mayor Begich, if there's anything that I think people who are seeking public office, especially at the higher levels, should have learned by now, is if they're public official or plan to be one, and you invest in real estate, people are going to raise questions. It's come up a number of times. How are you generally going to, if elected, going to handle your investment, your property, and the other elements? Would you have a blind trust? Would you have somebody take care of investments? What's your plan?
Well, actually, most of my real estate I've disposed of over the years because one of the questions have come up over and over again. But I have always had my information always available to the public, and I think it's important that all my disclosure statements, as I've mentioned, are on the website. That's important. Some of the things I propose in my ethics plan lays out very clearly how I want to handle how I put all my issues out in front of the public. For example, my calendar that I will have for my Senate calendar will be always on the website, available. People who work for me in the U.S. Senate and then later become lobbyists will not be able to lobby me or come back to my office and lobby any staff people. But I will continue to do what I've been doing for the last 20-plus years, be transparent, open, and put everything out there as it has always been.
Thank you very much. Mr. Metcalf, turning to your campaign, is your campaign essentially everybody's a crook but me, or do you have something else to say on other issues?
Well, if you go to my website, I think you'll find that I've got more answers to more questions on where I stand on more issues than any candidate out there. As far as being a one-issue candidate, you know, the if your candidates are lying to you, what can you trust in anything they have to say? Mr. Begich just told you that he got a 22-5 commission on a deal that he compromised so it could close. Well, I have a copy of the closing statement, and he got $50,000 on that transaction. He just lied to you.
I think I should give the mayor at least 25 seconds to answer, since it's a direct challenge that he lied.
You know, yeah, and it's amazing what Ray talks about being a broker. If you look at that, that's the broker commission, and as a sales agent, you get a percentage of that. And I got 22.5. That was my share of the $50,000. This just shows you how outlandish his claims are. He doesn't do his facts. He doesn't do his homework. And really what we should be focused on are the issues of this campaign that people care about, energy and health care and those types of issues. But here we go again with Ray throwing out misinformation, and he should know better.
We should stop right there on that. We need to get to the closing statements. And we'll go to Frank Van der Saar for 1 minute, please.
First, I'd like to thank you, KAKM, and the viewers for watching. I'm asking for your vote so I can help restore legitimate democracy and justice to Alaska and the U.S. End the reverse Robin Hood politics of robbing the poor to give to the rich of the last 28 years, and add two new Supreme Court justices to transform the current five-fascist majority U.S. Supreme Court into a five-fascist minority court. Finally, even if you don't vote for me to save Alaska and our country, vote against Ted Stevens. Thank you for watching, and my website is vandersaar.googlepages.com/Senate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Metcalf, you have 1 minute, please.
Carrie, I'm going to follow up on one thing just a bit here. In the explanation of the Daily News of that commission, Mr. Begich explained to them that he had compromised his commission so the deal can close. He got the same as the other selling agent. There were two selling agents. They both split $100,000 in commissions. And it was simply false. But aside from that, if I'm elected to the U.S. Senate, I will do what I have always done. I will bring light ethics to government, and I will do for the nation what I've already done, been doing for Alaska. And one of the things I will push for is the enactment of a federal statute that will make it a federal crime, punishable by 10 to 20 years in the federal prison if you use your office to enrich your business partners.
Thank you, Mr. Metcalf. Mr. Begich, you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening and watching us tonight. May have been brief. I hope you go to my website, Begich.com, and look at the many issues and send us your current concerns or questions. This election is historic. We are moving from one era of 50 years of statehood to a new era, an era that we have to look at the future of Alaska families and the issues we face altogether: high energy costs, health care costs that are soaring, and access unavailable to most. We see some great future and opportunity for Alaska. But working together, talking about the issues, but also working to get results is critical. I am anxious to work for you. I'm anxious to earn your vote. Over the next few days before the primary, I hope you take the time to read about all of us. Take the chance to vote for what I believe is the right decision and the right future for Alaska. Thank you for this opportunity again. Thank you, Michael, as usual. And again, please tune into my website at Begich.com, and please vote next Tuesday.